friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Ryan. Hey, Ryan, he sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And if you listen all the way to the end of the story, I got a whole bunch of kid shoutouts that I want to say hey to you. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful morning and Ryan had just woken up. What do you like to do when you wake up? Do you, maybe let's brush our teeth, let's change our clothes, let's go downstairs and eat some delicious breakfast. Yes, and that's exactly what Ryan likes to do too. And so as he was, getting up and making his bed and brushing his teeth and doing all of his morning routines, he ate a delicious breakfast. What's your favorite breakfast? Ryan likes having some fruit and yogurt and pancakes. Oh, those are all delicious foods. And as he finished his breakfast, it was time to go outside and play with one of his best friends. And Ryan has an unusual best friend, which are really fun to have. Do you know what friend he has? He has a backyard fox friend. Yes, in his backyard lives a very friendly fox named Franklin. Franklin the fox has been Ryan's friend for a very long time, ever since Franklin was a little fox cub. Yeah. Did you know that foxes, well, in pretend world, they make really good friends. Do you know why? Yeah, because they're really fast and fun, and they like to run around and play chase. Well, Ryan and Franklin decided to play tag and hide and seek. Kind of like a combo of tag and hide and seek. What should we call it? Should we call it hide and tag? Yeah, let's play hide and tag. Ready, set, go! As Ryan ran off to hide, Franklin the fox started to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you're not, here I come! Franklin the fox was a very good seeker. As he looked all over the backyard, something strange happened. It started to snow. What? It is not supposed to snow in the summer, right? No. Ryan! Franklin shouted. Ryan came running over. Hey, what? Wait, is it snowing? Said Ryan. That is very strange. And as the minutes ticked on, the snow started to pile up. What in the world is going on?
Bzz, 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 bzz. Ryan. Ryan, are you there?
Oh, that's my spy beeper. As he ran over to check his spy beeper, the HQ team said,
Ryan, come in, over.
I'm here, said Ryan.
All right, Ryan. We have a very important message for you. We have it under good authority. The Dr. Stinky Breath, he is trying to freeze our world.
What? Like the whole world? Said Ryan.
Yes, Ryan. The entire world and our team at HQ, we have been spotting a few weather balloons high up in the clouds that are changing the clouds and tricking them to start snowing when we all know it should not. So we need you and Franklin to fly up into the clouds and figure out a way to turn off all of those snow machines. Good luck.
Ryan couldn't believe it. This was a really important mission. And it looks like Dr. Stinky Breath is up to another terrible plot to take over the world. Why would he try to freeze it? Said Ryan. I don't know, but it's getting really cold, said Franklin the fox.
Ryan had two jetpacks, one for him and one that was a special size just for Franklin the Fox. Franklin the Fox was on our spy team too, and they both got ready to blast off. But it was so snowy it was hard to see, so they had to put on some snow goggles. Have you ever seen snow goggles before? Yes, they are really important if you're trying to jetpack fly through a snowstorm. As Ryan and Franklin both put on their goggles. "All right, dude, let's go," said Ryan. They blasted off towards the clouds. Their jetpacks flew through the snow without any problems. Their jetpacks were the best quality. They could fly through any kind of weather. Nice and sunny, rainy and stormy, or snowy and cold. These were the best jetpacks. "All right, Franklin, do you see anything over there?" They had arrived up in the clouds and were looking all over for what could be tricking the clouds into making snow instead of rain. I don't see anything over here," shouted Franklin. You see, Ryan and Franklin, they first had to find these snow machines, but they were really... "Wait, what's over there?" shouted Ryan. "It looks like a cloud, but it's..." "Wait a second. Ow! Oh! Clouds don't usually hurt you if you run into them, right? So that's gotta be a trick. That can't be a real cloud." And sure enough, it was not a real cloud. This was like the camouflage or something that Dr. Stinky Breath and his team had found a way to hide their snow machines. Ryan and Franklin had to find a way to get in through this trap or trick of some kind. This cloud was not a real cloud. It was made of, I don't know, it was pokey. It was not soft. "But there's gotta be a way in," said Ryan. They flew all the way around this cloud. It was pretty big. It was like as big as Ryan's house. Yeah, huge. Because clouds are really big. But, "All right, here, look over here." Franklin had found some kind of hatch on the backside. This door looked like they could pull it open and, oh, it's really pokey. "Let's put on some gloves." Ryan reached to his gear and there it is. He found his gloves in his pack. He put on some gloves that would protect him from the pokiness of this fake cloud. And he opened up the door and looked inside. And sure enough, inside was all kinds of buttons and lights and screens. And it looks like some kind of weather station. And this is what was trying to control all the clouds. "All right, Franklin, we gotta find a way to turn this off." They were looking all over the place and it looked like they could turn this one off, but how are they going to turn all of them off? Because there's a whole bunch of them in the sky that's controlling all the clouds in the whole world. "All right, we got to tap somehow into the database and shut off the whole network." It's a good thing that Franklin the Fox was a coding expert. Have you ever seen a fox that could type on computers and code? Me neither, but Franklin was specially trained. He started zipping away through this computer, diving deeper and deeper into the code, when finally he uncovered the secret access to the database. "Here it is, Ryan, check this out." As his little fox fingers were typing away, there it was. "All right, it looks like that is the way to shut off this whole network. Go for it." Ryan phoned into HQ to let them know what they had found and what they had done. And immediately, as soon as he shut down the network, the snow stopped. "Franklin, we gotta get out of here. I bet the purple ninjas are gonna be here any minute. Let's go." Ryan and Franklin put their jetpacks on and blasted off from this cloud just as the purple ninjas arrived.
"Ah, get back here. How did you do that? Ah," shout at the purple ninjas. They were so frustrated to be foiled again. Ryan and Franklin, you saved the day! Wow, that would have been crazy if our whole world would have been covered in snow and ice in the summertime. That would have been really confusing. All the plants and animals would have been very confused, but you saved the day, and we'll see you on our next adventure. Bye! Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Onassis from Melbourne, Australia, Kenai from Thailand, Jack and Dean again from Aruba, hey guys, Maya from Boston, Massachusetts, Wilkins from Washington, D.C., and Janwe from Maryland. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. You have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!